Is AQ will improve them intelligence?
As workplaces change, is it enough to be smart? Enter AQ, the capacity to adapt that may well determine your future career success. Once, if you wanted to assess how well someone might do climbing the career ladder, you might have considered asking them to take an IQ test. For years, it was thought that the intelligence quotient IQ test, which measures memory, analytical thinking, and mathematical ability, was one of the best ways to predict our future job prospects. More recently, there has been increased attention on emotional intelligence, EQ, broadly characterized as a set of interpersonal self-regulation and communication skills. EQ is now widely seen as a toolkit that plays an important role in helping us succeed in multiple aspects of life. IQ is the minimum you need to get a job, but AQ is how you'll be successful over time. Natalie Fredo. Both IQ and EQ are considered important to our career success, but today, as technology refines how we work, the skills we need to thrive in the job market is evolving too. Enter adaptability quotient, or AQ, a subjective test of qualities loosely defined as ability to pivot and flourish in an environment of fast and frequent change. IQ is the minimum you need to get a job, but AQ is how you'll be successful over time, says Natalie Fredo, a New York-based vice president at Goldman Sachs who became interested in AQ when she was investing in tech startups. She was subsequently presented a popular TED TED Talk on this subject. Fredo says AQ is not just capacity to absorb new information, but the ability to work out what is relevant, to unlearn obsolete knowledge, overcome challenges, and to make a conscious effort to change. AQ involves flexibility, curiosity, courage, resilience, and problem-solving skills too. As society changes, could AQ be more crucial to career success than IQ? If so, how do you identify it? Is there a way to hone AQ to future-proof your career? Amy Adamson, a professor of leadership and management at Harvard Business School, says it is the breakneck speed of workplace change that will make AQ more valuable than IQ. Technology has vastly changed how many jobs are done, and the disruption will continue over the next 3 years. 120 million people in the world's 12th largest economy may need to be reskilled because of automation, according to a 2019 IBM study. Over the next 3 years, 120 million people in the world's 12 largest economies may need to be reskilled because of automation. Any roles that involve spotting patterns in data, lawyers reviewing legal documents or doctors making a patient diagnosis, for example, are easy to automate, said Dave Coplin, CEO of The Envisioners, a UK-based technology consultancy. This is because an algorithm can do these tasks faster and more accurately than a human, he says. To avoid obsolescence, workers doing these jobs need to develop new skills like creativity to solve the new problems, empathy to communicate better, and accountability, using human intuition to supplement insight from machines. If an algo can do 30% of the tasks that I used to do, what can I do with this spare capacity? The winners are those who choose to do things that algos can. And Monson said, every profession will require adaptability and flexibility, from baking to arts. Says you are an accountant, your IQ gets you through the examinations to become qualified, then your EQ helps to connect with the interviewer, land a job, and develop relationships with clients and colleagues. Then, when system change or aspects of work are automated, you need AQ to accommodate this innovation and adopt new ways of performing your role. All three quotients are somewhat complementary, since they all help you to solve problems and therefore adapt, Edmund says. An ideal candidate possesses all three, but not everyone does. There are rigid geniuses, she says. Having IQ but no AQ will leave you strongly to embrace new ways of working using your existing skills, and low AQ makes it harder to acquire new ones. Asking what if? AQ is now increasingly being sought at the hiring level, according to the IBM study. 5,670 executive globally rated behavioral skills as most critical for their workforce today, and chief among them was their willingness to be flexible, agile, and adaptable to change. Will Gosling, Deloitte's UK human capital consulting leader, says there's no definite methods of measuring adaptability like an IQ test, but companies have woken up to AQ's value and are changing their recruitment process to help identify people who may be high in it. Deloitte has just started using immersive online simulation where job candidates are assessed on how well they adapt to potential workplace challenges. One assessment involves choosing how you would encourage reluctant colleagues to join a company tri-talent team. Deloitte also looks up to hire people who have shown they can perform in different functions, industries, or geographies. This proves they are agile and a fast learner, Gosling says. Frada, a Goldman Sachs, meanwhile suggests three ways AQ might manifest in the potential candidates. If they can picture possible version of the future by asking what-if questions. If they can unlearn information to challenge pre-assumption. And if they enjoy exploration and seeking out new experiences. She says this is not a definite recipe for AQ, but recruiters should pose these kinds of questions to tease out evidence of AQ in candidates. In fact, she puts them to founders of startup seeking investments. Startup go through evolution, she explained. It's not like the founder has a written job description. They need some fluctuation list of 30 or 50 skills to be successful. Mission critical. One good thing about AQ is that even if you can't measure it, experts says you can work to develop it. Penny Locasso, the Australian founder of Be Kinder, an education company that helps people to become more adaptable, says some people have more curious or courageous personalities, which may explain why they're naturally better at adapting than others. However, if one does not continue to surf the edge of their discomfort, the adaptability you are born with could decrease over time. She just suggests the three ways to boost our adaptability. First, limit distractions and learn to focus so you can determine what adaptations to make. Second, ask comfortable questions like or for a pay raise to develop courage and normalize. Third, be curious about things that fascinate you by having more conversations rather than Googling the answer, something which wires our brains to be lazy and diminishes our ability to solve difficult challenges. Aldo Sharmer, a senior lecturer at the MIT Sloan School of Management who has written books on learning from emerging future, suggests other methods. In TED Talks, he recommends remaining open to new possibilities, trying to see a situation through someone else's eyes, and reducing your ego so that you can feel comfortable with the unknown. One thing we do know is that the workplace of the future will operate differently. We may not be comfortable with pace of change, but we can prepare. As Edmondson says, learning to learn is mission critical. The ability to learn, change, grow, experiment will become far more important than subject expertise.